I'm well. How are you?
We are so looking forward to September 10th. We've been talking about it all summer long, the Summer of Freedom finale with you, John Michael Montgomery, Little Texas, and our friends 6 Degrees West.
Well, we're looking forward to it, I can tell you that.
Of course, there are a lot of elements moving around it, and we'll get to some of those coming up here. But first, you know, I want to talk to you about the USO Tour. When we kicked off Summer of Freedom, you were just heading overseas, and now you're back. Give me some highlights from that USO Tour.
It was hot. we went on stage and did one show in Kuwait. It got to 132 that day.
Oh, my.
But when we went on stage that evening, it had cooled off to a really nice, about 113. That was the hottest show I've ever done in my life. I thought I was going to die, I swear. You know, and it just made me think, you know, these men and women that are deployed over there, they have to deal with that day in and day out. And I don't know how they handle that part of the whole thing. It's just unbelievably hot over there. It's just crazy. And they're wearing their fatigues, and a lot of times they're training, you know, with packs and stuff. It's just unbelievably hot. It was a good trip.
I'll bet it was. I'm just trying to wrap my brain around 132. Is that the heat index, or does the heat index make it even hotter?
Well, you know, there's no humidity, so I don't think.
It's a dry heat.
You know. Yeah.
That makes all the difference in the world.
Okay.
We're talking to Trace Adkins. He will be here, of course, coming up for the Summer of Freedom finale on September 10th. One of the things that's going to happen during the show is, I know you don't normally do this in your set list, but you're going to do Arlington because of the special nature of this show. We're going to scroll through the names of our local fallen heroes, including police. We've lost 2 police officers very recently here, and a couple of firefighters who died as well. So we're doing something for first responders as well. And that's all going to roll while you're doing Arlington.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, sometimes that song is hard to get through. I know that if you guys are doing that, it'll be a special moment. So,
no question about it.
I appreciate y'all doing that.
Well, and this, of course, a fundraiser for the Wounded Warrior Project, so there will be a check presentation there. Trace, we got a veteran who's going to be getting a house, and then we'll have some Gold Star families who will recognize as well. This is going to be a celebration of America like Kansas City has never seen before.
This is 15 years now since September 11th, and I'll be singing the national anthem at the Chiefs game the next day on September 11th, and I can't even begin to tell you how special that's going to be.
I am thrilled that that happened with the Kansas City Chiefs, because on the 15th anniversary of 9/11, I can't think of anybody better to honor our country than you.
I'm humbled by that. I've done so many things with veterans and with the USO, and I'm very quick to tell people that that's been the most rewarding thing that I've been privileged to do in my career. People ask me why I do all that stuff, and my answer is very simple and selfish. If you have a chance to associate with heroes, you should do that at every opportunity. Maybe some of it will rub off on you.
You know, it's a good thing that we're not playing the 49ers. I don't know if you've heard about this, but Colin Kaepernick is not standing for the national anthem these days. What a goof.
Don't know what to make of that. Yeah. I can't even imagine what I would feel like if I were playing on a team with him. I feel like it'd be hard for me to hide my displeasure. Let's just put it like that.
I can imagine that is true. We're talking to Trace Adkins. Of course, we'll highlight the military a lot on September 10th, but it's going to be a fun show as well. And your latest single is called Lit. We've been playing the heck out of that. People love it. So I think in honor of you coming to town for the Summer of Freedom finale, we ought to fire that thing up.
Well, let's just do it. Let's light it up.
All right. That's Trace Adkins. We'll see you on September 10th and the 11th for the Chiefs National Anthem. Safe travels on your way to Kansas City.
Thank you, Dale.